Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8. My name is Ray. Welcome to it. It is Thursday Live. Thank you so much to Johan Els. I really appreciate the prayers, man. Yo. That is a gift beyond measure. When someone prays for you, for us, it is a blessing beyond measure. I really appreciate, and also I reciprocate. May the Father bless you even abundantly tonight and tomorrow and forevermore. Starting with the music of TP. Beautiful. Beautiful. Message must be heard. The news must be told. We must go out and testify and speak about the Christ Himself.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
You better be ready. Time waits for no one, and we must preach this gospel, talk about the Son of the Living Father. And of course, that is what Teddy Pendergrass is saying. He says he was 10 years old and he heard this message, to talk about the message of salvation. And to say, everybody must just get ready because the return of the Messiah is imminent. And of course, if you can look around, you can see the signs. These are happening unlike ever before in recorded history. Therefore, you and I must keep our lamp burning and be the kind of people who truly are ready for the return of the Messiah. All right, Pastor Makam is going to join us a bit later. And I thought we would have Mashadi Mutobi, but I just got now an excuse. She can't be there because of the hectic schedule she has there. And we can't get hold of Apostle Phumla Mfene. But this is your show. We trust the Father is blessing you so much in a mighty way. And you and I are just going to go through it. And the topic tonight is spiritual food.
Phila impilo yakho nathi. Ngena ku radiopulpit.co.za. Umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
All right, we are talking about spiritual food, what these are all about. And then, of course, what is the need for spiritual food? And today, I don't know, man. I've seen things of Christians that are trending on social networks. There is less of spiritual food. It's just prophetics and prophetics that are not even sound, that are not scripturally sound at times. You know, people going to the gym, why you should not go to the gym and all those kinds of things and stuff. They're calling on celebrities and all those things. But these men and women, aren't they supposed to actually be dishing out spiritual food? In other words, opening up the word in everything that they say, open up the word. Look, if you open up the word, you don't have to be offended by this. Opening up the word and to feed the people with the true spiritual food. Are we as believers feeding the people with true spiritual food? Or have we gone on to become sensationalists? And if you're working for print media, they would say you're a tabloidist. In other words, you want that which captures the attention of rumor and rumor mongering, aspersions, and so that you can say you can sell. You know, it's no longer about information. It's no longer about the impartation of skills, knowledge. It's no longer about the truth. You know, this is what we find much of the times, and in most instances, we see there is so much sensationalism, and let me use this word. There is so much sensationalism these days in that the true preachings, that is spiritual food, become scarce. And I'm not saying people are not preaching that. I'm saying the large-scale preaching these days is more on sensational issues, not about issues that save. It's more about issues that makes a person to be desired by crowds, to be famous, to be invited, to be celebrated. It's more about, you know, the manifestations of gifts of healing, the miraculous, rather than the actual discipleship that needs to be there. And that is why we find people diverting from the true path of holiness and going into what the flesh would dictate at the time and what the real person would dictate or want to do at a time, because there is no sound judgment that is brought on by the word that stays within a person. And are we starving? Are we starving the inner man? Because true spiritual food is that we should feed the inner man with Christ, for Christ is the word of the Most High. Have we gone on to actually starve the inner man with our rhetorics? This implies that we find ourselves in many instances talking about events, happenings, motivating instead of speaking the truth which is in Scripture. And that's a bit of a problem. You know, we nurse feelings. We are afraid of losing those who give money into the churches, because should we start to talk true spiritual food, it means then there would be times of rebuke. And there would be even times of recommendation. There would be times of reproof. There would be times of judgment. There would be times of approval and disapprovals. But there would be time of exposure into the truth. And that in itself becomes a bit of a problem today that many people had gone on to actually avoid the very aspect of the word. And this is something I am saying. Are we those kinds of people who are not keen on true spiritual food? You know? And it's something that I would rather want to have. You know, I would rather want to bring across and hear from you as to what you make of it. I want to hear from you as to what you make of it. Sorry about the phones. They are ringing already. All right. And talk to us. This is your show. Talk just as much. Are we keen on true spiritual food, or have we gone astray to such an extent that we had become people who are no longer keen on dishing true spiritual food, but we are, in a way, bringing across sensational gospel, you know. It's about impressing and impressing the people so that they can come to our fellowships and support our ministries, instead of people returning to the Father, being saved, being restored, growing in the grace. Apostle Pumla is on the line. Greetings to you, Apostle.
Hey, greetings to you, Muruti, and to wonderful listeners out there. And our guest in the studio.
Yes. I hope you're well.
No, I'm well by God's grace. We
Thank
you. We are well and kept.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm happy to hear that. Now, we are, okay, we will be joined by Umfundisi Makama, I think maybe in the next 5 minutes or something. Okay. And Mashadi is on a hectic, very hectic schedule, so she has sent an apology. Now, the very notion of true spiritual food, I wonder if it is being preached. And most of this, in my research, you see, the problem with research is that it is controlled. In my research, in many instances, I have looked into the preachings that have been happening. And I checked also what we have been recording in the 90s and the 2000s and even up to now. You know, and much of the people who are in the forefront and who have ministries that have up to 30,000 people attending per session. Hey, it's just talks about trips, and it's just talks about people's scandals. And in most cases, I'm not saying every time, in most cases, but there is less of true spiritual food for the people. Even if there is a reading of the word, it is more on a sensational aspect rather than a true discipleship aspect. You know, people are not told, you know, this is how you should change your lifestyle and all that and stuff. Once a pastor talks about that, you would find that he has been silent for more than 10 years, just preaching miracles, preaching returns, preaching a good life, preaching prosperities, preaching money, preaching know-hows and expertise into some of the manners in which one could be living, and not talking about the word, and not talking from the Father as to what is it that the Father is saying. And that is where we lose it much of the time. We speak that which we prepare. I have heard Kenneth Hagin saying this thing in 1980. Yep. So when I bring it back, no one will see that it is his. I have been listening to so-and-so, and when I bring it back, no one will see that in. And people have been going, and this is sad. People have been even been going to witch doctors so that they can anoint them with whatever it is that they anoint them, so that they can outclass other pastors. So you would realize that there is actually no spiritual food there. It is just poisonings and poisonings of ministries. And people are happy with people who have packed up their ministries, only to find that 99% of those people were saved long ago and they've been church hopping. Just as they are with you for this 5 years and 6 years, the next 5 years they will be with someone else.
Yeah.
They will leave you for the very same reasons they left the other one. A person comes, he's on the sixth or the seventh church or denomination.
Good job.
You know, and you come, you ordain them because you see they've been good, you've been running with them for 2 years. Oh, poor you. And it is a mistake that we see because there is no true spiritual food. We can't even develop people from scratch. We are getting second hands.
Yeah.
People from elsewhere who have damaged elsewhere. Someone has damaged in Bloemfontein. No one knows them. No one knows them. And they come more, they become sensational. And people are very sensational. I mean, they can preach in such a way that everybody claps their hands. And you ask yourself, Mara, I've been saying these things for 2 years. None of these people were this excited.
Yeah.
And the word is, I want to go to Psalm 19. I want to go to Psalms chapter 19, verse 9 and verse 10. It says something. Psalms chapter 19, verse 9 and verse 10. Sorry, I'm having my old Bible that I used to use as a young man in Attridgeville. I still have that Bible. They call it King James. Hey, hey, hey. Yeah, I still have that Bible. So I'm excited to be using it tonight. Now,
amen.
Verse 9 says, the fear of the Elohim is clean, enduring forever. Clean, 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 enduring forever. The judgments of the Elohim are true and righteous all together. True spiritual food has to make us clean. True spiritual food has to deposit within us a ministry of endurance. Oh, but they even marry wrong people.
Yeah.
Because Bajait. And it says also, the judgments of the Elohim are true and righteous altogether. Truthfulness and his righteousness becomes part of our portion. It is our spiritual food. We need to feed on his truth and his righteousness each and every time. Hey, what do we feed on these days?
Yeah.
We feed on philosophies.
Mm.
We feed on motivations. We feed on tale bearings, you know, stories of people. We feed on experiences. We feed on testimonies that are devoid of the word. We feed on rumors. We feed on speculations. We feed on assumptions. And check this out. We feed on presumptions. And this sets us on, you know, in danger in most of the cases. And we should be careful with regards to that. Now, let me go to Proverbs chapter 9, verse 1 to 5. Proverbs chapter 9. There's something in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 1 to 5. It says, wisdom has built her house. True spiritual food, we need it for wisdom to build her house in us. And says, she has hewn out her seven pillars. She had slaughtered her meat. She has mixed her wine. She has also finished her table. She has set out her maidens. She cries out from the highest places of the city. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. And for him who lacks understanding, she can say to him, come and eat of my bread. True spiritual food. This bread, this Christ, this wisdom of the Elohim, this understanding should be something we get in the ministries, in the churches, in the preachings, in these seminars, in these fellowships, from the people that are paid so much money to preach. So much money is paid to people to preach. And then it says, and drink the wine which I have mixed. Forsake foolishness and live. True spiritual food should enable us to forsake foolishness so that we can live. And so that we can go in the way of understanding. But check it out again. He who reproves a scoffer gets shame for himself. And he who rebukes a wicked man gets himself a blemish. Do not reprove a scoffer, lest he hate you. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love you. True spiritual food is also about the wisdom of rebuke, which makes us to even love the Father more and more. He disciples, he disciplines those that he loves. And check it out, verse 9. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will still be wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. True spiritual food should bring an increase in learning, should make us still wiser. It should keep us wise. It should make us to love the Father with all our heart and mind. It should also be able to bring rebuke and reproof upon our lives, and that we appreciate the discipline of the Father. That is what true spiritual food does. It doesn't just say to you, hey, you'll get a car, come March. Hey. Oh, I see your husband in October. And you want to find out which October, because this one is about to end. And he says in October, and in that day, it will be raining, and there's no rain today.
Husband.
That's a big problem, Apostle. It's a big problem. We feed on sensationalism. We don't feed on true spiritual food. And it's a big problem, even as we speak. What comes to mind?
Hey, Joe, what comes to mind is people are being fed candy stuff, candies, lots of sweets.
Yeah.
You know, I've noticed old kilowatt that had secure, ne?
Mm.
Somehow you it's like I'm come energy and we eating my air on chaka speed.
Yeah.
I feel kick eye, you know. Mm. But I remember there used to be an ad never go on up. Sugar gives you glow.
I remember.
Yes, but it will give you glow for a short while. The next thing, I hold off letter mojo.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, this is what we see. You mentioned something very powerful. We have people that are even so impatient.
Mm.
They end up marrying the wrong people because they don't feed their soul, they don't feed their spirit, their malnutrition.
Mm.
Because if you take time and feed your soul, then you'll be able to develop the fruit of the spirit, which is patience.
Yes.
But now, if you feed on candies, you keep you on a high. And then, you must keep feeding that high. When you don't feed it, you come down. This is when the people are being prophesied lies. October comes and it goes up. October the following year, and people end up by it as wrong, Joe. Baba offended, because really, we don't really take time to feed our soul.
Yeah.
You know, I remember when I started hitting the gym, I realized that what you eat is very important. The pastor would always say, you are what you eat.
Yes.
So, yes. When you see Christians value malnutrition, we should not be surprised. It is because of the diet, Evelyn Moyon. So now, as I say, Muruti, when I started hitting the gym, I realized, but this is for my body, for the development of and certain muscles of my body.
Now,
that we put in. Somebody killed a very powerful, the late man, the teacher. At Lenge, you are not supposed to receive everything through this ear, because remember the Bible says faith comes by hearing again and by hearing the word of the Lord. So the more you feed your soul with faith, then faith you develop, you are able then to resist certain things. You're also able to believe God, call against all odds. No matter how many prophecies you get, unless you have fed your soul to that extent that come hell, come high waters, these are my upper until something gives. But now if you don't feed your soul, when the storms of life you know what determines what you've been feeding your soul with is the kind of temptation that comes your way. Then it shows guti. Stable diet is very important. You don't just eat anything anywhere. They hop from one church to another simply because people don't take time to eat spiritual food. You know, and we don't take time to develop and make sure that we nourish our soul. You know, as much as you nourish your body, you must also nourish your soul. When you read in the book of Matthew chapter 4, Satan tempted Rana Jesus or born a change this stones into bread. Marmorana Jesus na amara ba mo verse for born away na. Men are not saved by bread alone, but by the word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. You know, so we need to understand her. Linzola Mudim is very critical. We need to feed our soul with the word of God, number one. And as soon as we feed our soul with the word of God, then before you know it, realize how. Face Yahoo Yahoo. No, I know a hole. No, Paul, no, I'm all right. Hey, then no, I'm greedy.
Hey.
By now, you should be eating meat, hard stuff, solid stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know what to go. When I live 10 years, I pollute it. But certain truths, they're not able to take those truths because Abai Pinako, by Jalen Tulamudim, Abai Pinako, by developer Moyawabona, and by providing soul sabona with a proper diet. You know, they just eat. I mean, it's even worse with social media where everybody who wants to be a preacher, they just wake up, they become preachers. So you'll be feeding yourself with all sorts of teachings. Lentulamudim, like I said, certain teachings, but the teachings of demons.
Anyway.
So people don't take time and they're not careful. But more YouTube, okay, fella, you go all the way, morning to evening. Or then some more. I believe we have to now self-appointed prophets. destroy. And then they have group in Natavo, Nabona, yo, the company is very destructive. But having said that, Vanabamudin, it is important to have a serious spiritual diet. As much as your physical body needs a diet agent so that you can develop, you can grow, and you can be able to stand, you know. So little another level of Mudimu for us to grow spiritually. I see Maraka Muruti, Corona, Utanzu, we are Mele Sunday. Yes? And maybe there were people are working this day, they don't even make it to church on every Sunday.
So,
if you don't take it upon yourself, and it's your own responsibility as an individual. You need to take it upon yourself, develop yourself. Paul, or study to show yourself approved.
Yes.
You know, we need to study the word. We need to fill ourselves with the word of God. We need to, you know, we need to really I mean, the word of God, the enemy is busy manipulating it left, right, and center. And if Lentula Mudimu is not in our heart, Rusalija enough. Somebody tataka vese waiting. A thing by creator, and because you don't know, because if you don't feed your soul, then you become gullible. You eat everything.
You know, when it comes to true spiritual food, it is the true word of the Father. Let us welcome Mfundisi Makamo. Thank you so much, Muruti, for joining us. Welcome and good evening to you, sir. Siyaphila njani, baba?
Siyaphila mruthu wami mani ngibingelela noma mphumla mfene lapho my apostle ninjani
Mfundisi, how are you? Good to hear Ipukile, you. Good to hear your voice as well.
Siyaphila mfundisi wami ngomusa kaNkulunkulu.
Amen.
Yes, ngibingelela nebandla likaNkulunkulu lathengwa ngegazi all over the world.
Absolutely.
Not only South Africa.
Yeah.
Amen.
Nase Mozambique.
Baba, 100 and something countries.
Yes, yes.
Imamele, yes. Radio pulpit.
Come on.
Welcome, Muruti. Look, we are touching base on the issue of true spiritual food.
Yes.
And much of the times we miss out on this. And spiritual food is supposed to build us up, man. It's supposed to make us wise. I'm looking at Proverbs chapter 8. I was just, you know, looking at it. I will also look at chapter 7. Go back to chapter 7. But I want to start from chapter 8. True spiritual food is the wisdom of the Father. And the wisdom of the Father is crying out. It says in verse 1, does not wisdom cry out? And understanding lift her voice. True spiritual wisdom should give us wisdom, the wisdom of the Father. It should give us the understanding of the Father. Not the understanding of denominationalism, buzalwanism, you know, and all these factionalisms. No, it shouldn't give us that. These prophecies, as is born out, like a prophecy on a celebrity, it should not be telling us that. We should be listening to the word of the Most High, and he should be talking to us. And I'm not saying people who are prophesying about those things are wrong. I'm talking about true spiritual food, looking into the word of the Most High. When you look into this also, you'd see it says, and I want to go back to chapter 7, verse 1. My son, keep my words and treasure my commands within you. Keep my commands, verse 2, and live. True spiritual food, it is the commands of the Father that he writes into our lives, into our hearts, into our system, so that we may be able to live by and also experience a life of salvation. No, it should not. We should actually listen to this. Listen to this. It says, these commandments, it says, bind them on your fingers. Before hambi yoshatu mfazi, bind these commandments on your fingers. I'm reading Proverbs chapter 7. Abantu bangayibhekela yona. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding your nearest kin. And check it out. So that they may keep you from the immoral woman, Jezebel, and from the seductress who flatters with words. All these evil spirits that have penetrated the churches, the spirits of Jezebel. Ubheke nokuthi sokugqokwa kanjani manje. Ithanga liphuma, liphuma lize liphume nangekhanda.
Baba. Hey.
Ubrother ugqoke elinye ibhruke elimpintshako. Na ubone ukuthi hey, lo bhuti lo akaphefumuli kahle. Akaphefumuli kahle.
Ngalesikhathi wehlise ibhruku.
Akaphefumuli kahle. Uyabona ukuthi lo igama lakhe sekuwubambekile. Ukuthi akusebenzeki. Amasuti lawa ashayina ngathi angazima kube niyakhumbula na. Do you remember those times when it would be raining and there would be cars that are leaking oil? I don't know about you, but I used to see that. If oil is leaking in a car, and imvuliana, and then it moves away, it leaves this purplish kind of decoration.
Yeah, la papante.
Yes, yes. Kuna masuti anjalo manje.
Yeah.
Kuna masuti anjalo. Ngathi
isenk.
Yes, ngathi isenk, ngathi nini. And then you see, these guys are basakhulumi njengamadoda. Hey, madoda. Nalabosisa basakhulumi njengabafazi. Abantu. Hey, madoda. Hey, ziyabuya. And it is because there's a spirit that flatters and is challenging us because we don't eat spiritually. We are found hungry and we feed on her lies. And she destroys us. She destroys our manliness, our womanliness. She destroys our children. She destroys our families. Uzo mfundisi ati, u sister so-so, uyangizwisisa nokuthi uyazi ukuthi ikofi lami ngilifuna linjani. Angithi wewe wamtshela.
Yebo, kodwa lowo akangamtshela endlini.
Endlini, next. Utshele le ntombazana le. Le yamakhevu le yamakhevu uyichashe nje
ngathi gatara nya
aka sindisana nokusindisa and you are forced to go she must be there bozwana naye university and these things have penetrated and because we do not have spiritual food we cannot withstand the immoral woman the immoral spirit
yeah
Finis Makam, what comes to mind
spiritual
food, yes, sir.
True spiritual food.
Yeah.
Kunento nkenga ibuka umfundisi wami.
Yeah.
Uma uhamba, kunalapho uzothola khona kufakwe chicken dust.
Ngokulalela magama ungalokuthi uyangizwa mfundisi. Yeah.
Kunalapho uzothola khona kufakwe chicken dust. Chicken dust leyana. Yimnandi kakhulu abantu bayithanda. Sometimes insuka ngibuza lapho kuphekwa khona chicken dust. Ukuthi uma ngaba ufuna ukushaya unumber 1, umshaya kuphi? Uma aqeda abuya avala izip abuya eza khona la afika bamba lo khona lokhu. Then the very same chicken uhamba uyothola KFC. Oro uthelele, utholele umuntu lo la ukuthengisela KFC, uthwele ekhanda, ukuze inwele zingawele ekudleni. Zihloliwe, kungena ama-inspector, afika checka kuthina, ingaba, is it right for abantu ukuthi badle yini, kuzoba health for abantu. Then, i-chicken dust, yimnandi ngoba ayihlolwa umuntu futhi ayina taxi ibhatalayo ngizilonga nje umuntu avukile azwa ukuthi hayi namhlanje angafake chicken dust uzibekele chicken dust ophatha umchama ame khona la eduze la emva kwalento lela athi abuye asekabambe
ilento yenzakalayo. So yeah, the body of Christ must choose between a chicken dust in a KFC or a chicken licky. Zikona lezinto, i chicken dust in a KFC, zikona. So ibandla likaNkulunkulu umuntu makangagijimeli it chicken dust azoyidla izoba mnandi, but uma ngaba uphathwa isizwe awukwazi ukubuyela uyosho kwalwa umuntu ukuthi endoda phela inkuku yakho lela yingiphathisa isizwe angeke akubhatale ngoba akana insurance for wena lento ayenzayo. But when you go to the shop, yeah, uni insurance yaloku lo muntu ukuthengiselayo KFC or chicken licking or wherever lapho ku shop khona etekswayo. Nansi into mfundisi wami, sininkinga yokuthi nasi choose a chicken dust instead of the true word of God. What is the true word of God? The true word of God is the word. It's not about miracles or prophecies or whatever. It's a, the word of God is there to convict, not to convince you to become a member of the church. No, but is there to convict ukuthi lapho umekho uzizwa ubuyisane nobaba. Wena makamu buyela kubaba. Loku ukwenzile uzisole ubuyela kuye. Is not to convince. Mm. Ukuthi na have you ever met before?
Mm.
I'm just telling you, your brother did this and this and this and this. It's chicken dust lelapho. That is why you might credit it na. Have we spoken before? Mm. Have we met before? Yes, I'm a good convincer. Is not there to convict.
Yeah.
La, the word of God is the true word of God. Jesus is the true ukudla okuyimpilo. Loko ethi umuntu uma akudla kunarisheka amathambu nemisipha nako konke lokhu kuvuleka nengqondo. That is the reason the Bible says laphana, yithi laphana ku Proverbs chapter 7, yithi laphana ku verse 4, love wisdom and like a sister. Ukhumbula ukuthi umuntu wesimama umthanda kanjani uqhonsana mathi uma umbona. So love wisdom. Who is this wisdom? The wisdom is Jesus himself. Elohim himself. He is the wisdom. Then yithi laphana, and make inside a beloved member of your family. Ngikhuluma ngale yami.
Yeah.
So the true spiritual food is the word of God. When you go to Matthew chapter 4, who's the Satan? Ofika utshela uJesu uthi na thatha lokho udla lokho la emathela wala uwenza abe isinkwa uzodla. UJesu uthi na umuntu akaphili ngokudla kuphela, but by every word that comes from the Father. To prove that ukuthi lo muntu akaphili ngokudla kuphela, bayiprove uJesu ku John chapter 11. Isidumbu sesina 3-4 days sesiyanuka. Kwakumele uma ufuna ukuzivusa, kwakumele basihambisele chicken dust sifike sidle sivuke.
Hey madodhe,
kwakumele basike basinike inyama sidle sivuke. Bathi lafika izwi okuyilona lona, lafika lakhuluma indoda leyana yaphuma njengonogwaja ibophe izandla yidambadamba ngoba yayingakwazi nokuhamba. Yayiboshiwe izandla yaphuma yizwe izwi, the word of the Elohim, the word of Yahusha, yaphuma yathi Lazarus come out. Waweza akamfakelanga chicken dust. Akamfakelanga ukudla kwasehulwese kudurayo.
Yeah.
Ukhulume only the word.
Yes.
So what a person needs The person needs the word. That very same word I kulumile. I tell you, Nayibe, you went to pay. We are one of men among Fugang of five in Puman Gizzi, we are one of the pan over Mokuma corner, the pan, a total garage. Heidelberg. The Pumalan Gizzi Mangin Shule, Conga Sam Becker Heidelberg in Buya. Kuba, at least 30 cases in Gizima a day. Gibui.
Yeah.
Yeah, exercise for umzimba wami the word of God ifuna kuti kube si digester izwi ukuze umzimba wethu ube a good exercise. That is why the Bible says ukuthi na lapha kuba Hebrew chapter 12 this, the word of God is alive
and active, yes,
and active like a double-edged sword.
Yes,
I tell you, look at a double-edged sword, penetrates,
yeah,
to the bones. That is the word of God,
absolutely,
a true food. Atinika umpostolo Peter, atina bantwana nyana ban. Ngifisa kongathi ningalangazelela izwi likaNkulunkulu njengengane encane ilangazelela ibisi likamama. Uma ingane uma ungafika uyithola ihlele ebisini likamama igqolozela umama wayo seyimbuka emehlweni ufika uyikhipha ibele lapha. Ha!
Kwajajulwa.
Ha, baba! Ningada yobe iswala amazinyo okukulunga. But what why we are not doing the same of the word of God? Abantu bafika bakhuluma intamba theka phambi kwebandla sithulile sithi amen. Sithulile amen. Bafika bathatha yabona uma ufuna kuyekisa ingane ile nto lela ibele.
Yeah.
Uthatha le nto le bathi ikhala leya. Aloe vera.
Oh yeah.
Uyibe uyifaka la engonweni yamama la. Uma athi uyayeka. Ukhala iwane azabona ukuthi ibele leli liyababa. Kanti akuthi ibele libaba yile nto ifakwe la. Let us be careful ukuthi yini edwayo ukuze singasalithandi izwi likaNkulunkulu. Maybe sekufakwa aloe vera emabandleni ukuze umuntu uma athi akasayitholi kahle izwi likaNkulunkulu. Hawu mfundisi wamangeke lo uMamfene.
Nayo indaba, we are taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. We're talking about true spiritual food and what's happening today. What are we feeding in the churches? Even amongst ourselves, what are we feeding? And when people are looking at us as believers, when they are looking at us, what do they eat from us? Because they're supposed to be eating something from us. What do they eat from us? And then you can give us a shout, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. Otherwise, send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 0826572729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, then, we are talking about true spiritual food. Give us a shout. Let's hear what you say. Hello there, hi. Sawubona dumela.
Yeah, mokunjani
sibukisi. Siyaphila ninjani kodwa bhuti wami?
Siyaphila, ujani sokukhuluma ngumkhulu imbelisana abafundisi bonke
onabo. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Ya ngifisa ngabalali bonke family yonke lepolitiki.
Amen.
Kulini ngiyasala phakathi kwa 25. ikikepha ukuthisa emthethweni opheleleyo wenkululeko nohlala kuwo enesiyokotha nje akhose kodwa engowenzalo asemele lo uzakuba ngobulisiweyo ekwenzeni kwakhe lesiyalato kuthi uKorinte 3:17 ithi inkosi inguye umoya
ya
kepha lapho umoya wenkosi ekhona kukhona inkululeko lesisiphindatelapha kuJakobe 2:12
yes
ithi khulumani kanjalo nenze kanjalo njengokufanele abakuhlukela ngomthetho wenkululeko bese masuka futhi lapha
ukuphi manje
okay mfundisi sabuye ngitshele leyo futhi
okay
ya masiya lapha waseRoma 7:14 njengokuba siyazi ukuthi umthetho ungomoya manje ma ngithoswa umfundisi inkonde ukuthi uNkulunkulu elizwi eliphethe iyabantu abaphethe manje
ya
lapha ku-government yonkulunkulu ya njengoba likhuluma ngenkululeko
ya
yonkulunkulu kwabodala and lungumthetho ngokwazo njengoba waseRoma 1:1 athi ukuthi uNkulunkulu unguyise
yes
bese siyasuka futhi nafunda lapha ngokwaMarko 12 Verse 30. Ikiyo ikanda inkosi uNkulunkulu wakho ngayo yonke inhliziyo yakho. Nangawo wonke umphefumulo wakho. Nangayo yonke ingqondo yakho. Nangawo wonke amandla akho. Wesibililo. Uthanda umakhelwane wakho njengalokhu uzithanda wena.
Yes.
Akukho omunye umyalo omkhulu kunale. Kulina ngitshela ukuthi njengoba ngisengizizwa ukuthi lelizwe liphethe i-government inkululeko uNkulunkulu ngokuqobo lwakhe njengoba uJohane kuqala asathi uNkulunkulu nguyise ya manje ukuthi amakrestu amaningi like i-local isha of the national isha
ya
And who is not also concerned of international peace? Yeah, they say every word of Fuji. We are not talking of Fuji from Masinga Mandi. More than Angule. So, I get to go from the Mandi Hotel.
Yeah.
You are my one language. It is in front. That is our fear. It can be very similar to Tando. Ziki yolo umthetho kaNkulunkulu ugcina and futhi uyachoboza yonke le mbuso ekhona umthetho wonke bese wona uyabusa engunaphakathi njalo mfundisi wakhe
ngikuzwa kahle
and okunye futhi njengoba sengishilo ukuthi uNkulunkulu sithi lo mthetho othando ngowawo uNkulunkulu njengoba ngokwajwayo ukubala ukuthi uNkulunkulu ungulile the word love is not in this And God himself is the word love.
Yes.
And the footy also have put on 17. Quality 20-21. Footy Jesus confesses about the law. What confesses about the law in case love. Uba le munye nathi. Nathi sibe munye nabo. Okay, ngiyabonga mfundisi.
Ah, siyabonga kakhulu. Inkosi ikubusise ngendlela esimanga.
Ngiyakuthembisa.
Awuze kuzeke. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say.
At TBN Africa.
You always have a home.
You better hear me clearly.
That's why we want to nurture you with our first-rate African and international Christ-centered programs
that are tailor-made for the whole family.
I want to talk to somebody.
Whether you're looking for God's Word,
music,
movies,
or even youth shows,
we've got you covered.
He doesn't promise stuff that he doesn't provide for.
Tune in to TBN Africa
on DSTV channel 343.
If you'll get an agreement, say yes, this is for me.
Tune in to love.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right then, we are taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp. It's 082657-2729. We're talking true spiritual food. What are we feeding people today in the churches and even on shows like this? What are we feeding people on the social media? What are we feeding people? What are we giving to people? It's something that one has to think about, you know, and check as to whether we still are eating the true spiritual food. Apostle, listen to this one. I'm looking at Proverbs chapter 14, verse 7 to verse 8. Now, check it out. It says, go from the presence of a foolish man.
Yeah.
When you do not perceive in him the lips of knowledge. True spiritual food should give us the lips of knowledge.
Mm.
Not the lips of tabloidisms. Because I feel much of the times it's tabloids. When someone stands and preaches or they talk, you will be talking about this popular person so that people should listen to you.
Yeah.
But can't you speak the word and teach the word? It says, because when you do not perceive in him the lips of knowledge, move away from such a person. Mm. Move away from companies of such people, because you are not feeding. True spiritual food must give you divine knowledge.
Come on now.
And it says, verse 8, the wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit.
Mm.
Where there is no spiritual food, there's always deception. And someone will come back after 10 years and say, I'm sorry about that issue of tithing. I didn't mean it that way. I mean, you have sold more than 10 million books on that. And now you say you're sorry. Come on, man. Come on. Give people their money back. Come on. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way. Now, true spiritual knowledge gives us wisdom. And gives us the understanding of the way. And that way is Christ. The understanding of the way. The understanding of the purpose as to why we are alive. Why we are here at this time. And what's the intention of the Father about us. And where we are heading to. True spiritual food should enable us to be like that. Otherwise we will be just like sheep led to the slaughter. Apostle, what comes to mind?
Come now. Power right there. Mm. You know, Maruti, I'm also reminded of
the scripture as well in the book of 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2. Mm. Especially those who are still babancha in the Lord. Those like newborn infants long for the pure spiritual milk.
Yes.
That by which you can grow up into salvation. So, levels and stages. That is you, I guess. So, that's how can entry level kill the an infant. Because now we cannot just move the ganama without constipated. We don't also want to constipate people at the end of the day. So, and then as you grow now, regana mona name. But then, Gerata, what the word of the Lord says in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 15, verse 16, all your words were found, and I ate them, and it became joy and a delight to my heart. You know, now we delight in a lot of things, and a lot of people, you know, they go to places, they do stuff. Mar Jeremiah Oriena, Purileha, Jalentu Lamudim. How many of us can, after eating the word of God, say it brings me joy and my heart delight in it? So, then your heart begin to delight in it. Whenever know, a lot of people can't feed on the word because it's a mission and a half. And then, Lohana, when you feed on it, you have about 5 minutes, and that's it. Now, you don't even bother to feed your soul. But then, we must make an effort. Now, also, it's not only about eating. Remember, Kerile, as we eat the word, as we eat this spiritual food for nourishment of the spirit, it is also important to meditate, to digest the word of the Lord.
Yes.
Psalm 1, from verse 1 to 3. Again, I give you a little bit of So, Lorona, as we study the word, it is important to meditate on the word of the Lord.
Yes.
On the engage with it. You know, the psalm in Psalms 1 from 1 to 2. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor scoffers, but delight in the law of the Lord. And on his law, he meditates day and night. And when you do that, when you don't only eat the word, when you also take time and meditate, think through of what kwantoi badile. It's kaba hit and run. You know, kan utusu hor ujelintule la mudimu, and then you don't ponder, you don't think through, you don't meditate on it. You can't grow. But when you meditate, when you take time to ponder, when you take time to think on the word of God, think through. And then verse 3, then you shall be like a tree that shall be planted by the streams of water that yields its fruit in season and its leaves does not wither. We meditate on it. In a nutshell, you think on the word that you've studied. And how fairly more you apply it.
Yes.
The word of the Lord also says, blessed is anyone who, after reading the word of the Lord, they are able to do that. They are able to apply the word. So you chow this word not only so that you can get full, not so that you can gain over the master spirit, but so that also you can apply it. And when you don't read it, you can meditate on it, and therefore you cannot even apply it. But when you read the word of God, take time to meditate on it, think about it, you know, ponder on it, it will be easy for you to apply it. When people come but with all sorts of new doctrines and dogmas, when now you are planted in the true word of God, because when Alilunzela Mujum have become one, Waleja, you become one with the word.
Sure. We need to be quite frank and clear that if we don't eat true spiritual food, we become malnourished. And by that, we start to not see the light that the Father has set before us. And we need to be careful about that. You know, if we are not careful about that, we are setting ourselves up for disaster. We are setting ourselves up for disaster. Send us a WhatsApp, 082657-2729. 082657-2729. I need to hear from you as to what you say.
Become active, active in faith. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.